RN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Today, power will change hands in a peaceful and orderly manner, with goodwill on all sides.
The soon-to-be former British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, whose Conservative Party has suffered an historic defeat in parliamentary elections in the UK. It may be the biggest defeat ever for the Conservatives and a big win for the Labour Party. The BBC's Rob Watson in London.
This is an astonishing turnaround in British politics. 5 years ago, Labour recorded one of its worst ever results. Now it's on course for a thumping majority. It means Sir Keir Starmer, the former human rights lawyer, who only became a politician less than 10 years ago, is now headed for Downing Street. But his victory is no thanks to any great love for him or his Labour Party, but more a result of the intense unpopularity of the Conservatives, who look on course for their worst ever defeat and who've been losing votes to the right-wing populists of the Reform Party.
The Conservatives are out after 14 years in power. Facing pressure from within his own party to step aside, President Biden is digging in his heels. He tells campaign staffers, quote, "No one's pushing me out." And Michigan's governor insists that she never said that her state is unwinnable for President Biden. We're about to find out how the job market fared in June. Correspondent Donna Border says the government releases last month's unemployment report later in the morning.
Experts surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe it'll show that employers added 190,000 jobs in June. That's a solid gain, though it's down from May's 272,000 jobs increase. Experts also predict the unemployment rate remained at a low 4%.
And it's back to work this morning for Wall Street following the July 4th holiday break. The Dow futures are up 25 points, NASDAQ futures 22 points higher. This is SRN News. A report card for Congress.
It comes from Family Research Council Action, and it finds that of 535 members of the House and Senate, 74 have a perfect voting record when it comes to issues having to do with faith, family, and freedom. All of the 100 percenters are members of the Republican Party. FRC President Tony Perkins says, quote, "Americans should be encouraged to know that they have so many members of Congress who are standing strong." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Plans to demolish a small Texas church where a gunman in 2017 killed more than two dozen worshipers are on hold. A judge has approved a temporary restraining order sought by some families at First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs to delay demolition. Following the shooting, the sanctuary was turned into a memorial. The interior was painted white, and chairs with the names of those who were killed were placed there. The church then voted in 2021 to tear down the building. This is SRN News. It might make you think twice about going into the water. Its sharks seem to be unusually busy this summer.
Authorities say numerous incidents have disrupted 4th of July celebrations at South Padre Island, with one man hospitalized for a severe bite. Game warden Captain Chris Dowdy says that in the span of about 2 hours Thursday, four separate attacks were reported. And he adds officials believe a single shark was responsible for all four. Jason Walker reporting.
A horrific scene on Manhattan's Lower East Side. At least two people killed, nine others injured, four of them critically hurt, after a driver who authorities say may have been drunk plowed his pickup truck into a group celebrating the 4th of July in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams says it does not appear terrorism-related. Police say bystanders rushed in to restrain the driver until police showed up. SRNNews.com.